So, quick note, we're talking a little bit news today. Brandon Ayuk more likely to be traded than re-sign. You got reports that Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, that relationship is irreparably broken. And I always knew it because Sirianni's got such a punchable face. I mean, really. He just does. Mm. Do you realize they're like 2-10 from the moment he left Arrowhead Stadium yelling at the fans? Punchable face.
Didn't realize that.
But what if it wasn't all about your opponents subtracting, and what if it was you adding? Matthew Judon is a player we talked about last week. Week prior, actually, and then Monday, I think I brought it up with Stoney. He is in a war now. This is like the final step to getting traded. Go ahead.
No, Mike, it's why I was hoping that the Niners would trade with the Patriots.
You want Judon.
Because he was going to come back, and yeah. I'm like, you know what? I can deal with that. Ayuk, enjoy the wasteland.
He's in a fight with the local media, including WEEI, a local radio station, where you know basically the hosts accuse Judon of being fake, only cares about himself. You're signing, you know, you're only doing this stuff with the fans at training camp because you're trying to put on a show. Then he threatened to kick their ass, and they said, well, you can come on the show anytime. It's chaos. The whole thing is fugazi. Here's my question. On a scale of like 1 to 10, if you assume it would take a fourth-round pick and a two-year extension, if I had to comp it out, it would be what Cam Hayward signed in Pittsburgh. You know, a two-year extension, call it 28 mil. Would you at least call on Judon if you're the Lions?
I'd think about it for yes.
Okay, Rico sold. I'm asking.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Yes. He can only help this defense. Once again, I can't stress this enough. You want to help that young secondary out? Get a better pass rush.
And before you guys say you signed Davenport and you have James Houston, understand something. My ratty franchise stole a Super Bowl in 2011 because they had 8 pass rushers.
Yeah.
The New York Giants beat Tom Brady and this monolith team. We had 8 pass rushers.
Right.
And because, we won the game like 10-7.
Because what happens? Some guys are going to get injured, and you could just rotate. You're actually playing your defensive line in hockey shifts.
I just wondered about it. That's all. And, I mean, it does feel like, okay, this is now you get players arguing with media while at camp, while demanding trade, wanting a contract. Pats are going nowhere. And it is Lions are Super Bowl or bust. I'm comfortable saying that. Isn't that the type of move you make? I could see Howie Roseman doing it in Philly. I could see John Lynch doing it in San Francisco. Yeah. I know the Lions are big on their own people. But that would be one I would just keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't get a contract, Rico, that thing's going to go sideways.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was going to be a part of the deal, but absolutely. If I'm the Lions, yes.
Let's get to the people. Go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Hey, excellent. Anthony. What's on your mind?
Yeah. So right now, I agree a little bit with both of you, and it's going to sound a little weird because I really do think that the Packers are the team that we need to hunker down on just because they're in our division. But at the same time, San Francisco, I mean, as much as people like to say, oh, all our guys are getting better, like Gibbs and whoever you want to say, they did too. I mean, they have the best running back in the NFL. They arguably have one of the best defenses in the NFL. So, well, all I'm trying to say is it's going to be a fun year trying to beat the very best. And if you want to validate that Super Bowl, if you want to get to it, then you have to beat the best. And those are the two best teams in the NFC aside from us right now.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I also believe here, I don't care. I'm not going to go as far as some national media are because I think they're losing their faculties a little bit. I think the Bears could be a wild card team. I think this division could be the best division in football.
Yeah, you lose me there.
I know. I didn't say I'm doing what some are doing. No. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me if the Bears are in the graphic. Does this sound familiar to Lions fans? Yeah. In the graphic in December.
I think it's a lot to ask for Caleb Williams to come in and be that guy. I think the expectations are going to be too high. He's going to make mistakes. He is a rookie for
when God's you wear time. A blazer with a zipper on it, I expect a lot out of you. He dresses like Dr. Evil. You better be good walking into the league. His draft night outfit was a disgrace. What, David?
Nothing. I'm just
You're going to have a blazer that my head zips again. Up. You better be good. Okay? Go to Nathan.
The old school Thriller jacket.
Right. The NC State helmets were the reference point for the drop. For Christ's sakes.
So what Mike is saying that JJ and the Vikings
this is,
will actually do better.
Kenny, you guys got me good. I'm just letting it go. It's the last time we do a helmet draft. Let's go to Nathan, 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Nathan. What's up?
Good, good. Hey, before you let me go, I want to get into the Packers thing, but I got one thing for you, Mike,
yeah,
at the very end. But I want to comment on Jordan Love. So if he were to play the last eight games like he did his first eight games, or 17 games, what would the script be about Jordan Love's? And what I'm trying to get to is the guy's played like a half a good season. Why are we anointing him already?
I think because you saw the maturity, you saw how it turned around. It's Nathan, it's the same reason why you saw the Lions after going 1-6, they turned it around. And they continued it into the next season. I think people are buying into the fact that Jordan Love, he's one of those quarterbacks. He led his team into the playoffs. He goes into Dallas and embarrasses the Cowboys. He goes into San Francisco and takes them all the way down to the final 30 seconds. And he's still young with a young team. So if he was a stock, you would be investing in him.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with him. I mean, Nate, you're right. If the guy like fell down a flight of stairs the last 7 weeks of the year, the story's different. But when you're a young QB who didn't play a lot of football and you finally get a chance and you get better and better as the year goes along, you're the driving force in why the team's winning. I mean, hell, Aaron Jones was dead most of the year. And then Rico's right. I mean, they dropped a bomb on Dallas in Dallas, and they had San Francisco. Nate, maybe you're right. Maybe the kid was a flash in the pan, but there aren't many people in NFL circles who feel that way.
Yep, very, very fair. And then I also, too, feel like the Thanksgiving game, for whatever reason, we don't talk about so much that it was a Thursday football game. I know it's Thanksgiving and you get up for it. However, yeah. You know, it seems like every other Thursday football game, when there's an upset or something
That's
weird
fair.
Happens,
That's
it's
fair.
Like, oh, well, it was a Thursday night football game.
I'm not mad at that. That's a good point. And you're right. I do think Thursday football is wholly unnatural. It's not good for the players.
No, but see, I, Nathan, I can't give you that one because Green Bay had to play on Thursday. So both teams are playing on a Thursday. So there's really no advantage or disadvantage. It's the same.
I just think weird things happen on these short rest games. That's the only, and I'm not totally endorsing what Nate is saying.
They got punched in the face right in the beginning with some turnovers, and that's
yeah,
kind of my thing there.
I'm with
it. But I wanted to end it. Sorry, real quick.
You're good.
No, take your time.
I wanted to end it real quick, Mike. I'm not sure if you recall the Iowa State Kansas football game last year and the whole too cute thing, but. I had a call in at some point in the future, and just before you fade my Hawks again this year, just remember, you're getting too cute.
But hold on, Nate. Nate, let's be fair. First of all, Kotal Nicki's gone. He's at Penn State, your OC, and you aren't playing any home games this year. You're building a new stadium.
I know.
That's a little scary now.
I know.
But you're right. Quarterback is back. Running back is back. Leopold's a really good coach. And Nate, bottom line, your team busts my chops anytime I bet against them. The Jayhawks hate me. Kansas Jayhawks have a very anti-Italian sentiment. It's proven. That toucan hates Italian people. That's what it comes down to.
Maybe they like Kenny's pizza.